You are already so silent. At least you don't move much. I don't know. Maybe more is happening inside. But it's so silent that we can just go straight into silence. Maybe I don't need to say anything for the whole retreat. Because I don't have much to say. But here we go again. Welcome, especially the new people. We will talk to get you in tune. Now I'm very happy so many people are ready to come and look at themselves, to know themselves. Ordinary people, they look at everything in this world except themselves. And that's why people are so lost. They are interested in everything except themselves. So use this time when you are here to focus your energies to come back, to become more present, to unburden yourself, to become more conscious, peaceful. No, drop whatever you have been involved with in the outer world. It's a great opportunity for you to just be totally new. Anything that you've been doing, you don't need here. Try to be totally new from this moment. If you realize the chance you have, a lot is possible. Transformation is available every moment. Alone is impossible, almost impossible. But together with many, here is very easy, because you're riding on a wave. Many people want to wake up. So more can happen now than a whole life struggling alone. You just have to let go of yourself. And the energy is already happening. It is available. It's just to jump into the river. Already you've been dancing and screaming and laughing and crying. But it was raining so much that I couldn't come before now. But now it should be fine, because now we start satsang. And the weather gods looks very pleased. This the best place on the whole Mother Earth planet. We are sitting here. Now let's see what will happen. You are in for a great adventure. Not to go anywhere, but to go more and more into the moment, into the present. Welcome. I will read you a letter because many things will come out of it. That's the mystery. When I read some letters or anything I talk about, it can go anywhere. Nobody knows. So many things most probably will come out of this letter that you can relate to. Because most probably it's only human beings here. So we're all in the same boat. To my beloved master, Yahoo, the dream of moving to Hedalen has come true. I live in a beautiful house with beautiful surroundings. And most of all, I get to participate in what is happening here in Dharma Mountain, together with all the loving friends. Still, I feel like sharing something that isn't so comfortable. I never thought I would doubt the decision of moving to the valley, but the move has brought some patterns and feelings to the surface. Patterns and feelings that I don't want to have. I've been feeling enormous jealousy, and I was ashamed of not being more mature, so I even became more angry and afraid. I never learned to ask for help. I also never learned to set my limits. I feel it's difficult to make myself the focus in my life. I also see that I'm carrying a lot of anger. My mother was also very angry. I lost my father when I was only 2 years old. After a while, she found a new man, my mother. He abused us children. After we became adults, I think my mother understood what has been going on all this time. But still, she didn't manage to leave him. I sat with her at her deathbed. She died only 59 years old. Where does people's anger go when they die? Could her mind have gone into me? Or does it just dissolve as the energy it really is? Cause I know that feelings are just energy. I also feel it very physically when I meditate. My whole face can twist and turns inside out. I've been thinking that it might be anger and sorrow that is letting go. Is it? Otherwise, my life is getting so much better and better. I see more and more. I understand more and more. And I feel more and more. For this, I'm immensely grateful. And I'm longing so much that it hurts for being able to function in a healthy way together with all of you. My heart chooses truth. Loving greetings from Damini. I love you. So, Yahoo, the dream of moving to Hedalen has come true. I live in a beautiful house with beautiful surrounding, and most of all, I get to participate in what is happening here in Dharma Mountain. Still, I feel like sharing something that isn't so comfortable. You have to share everything. I always remind you, you have to accept yourself as you are. Most people, and especially in the beginning, they want to be there. They don't want to deal with what is really happening. And that's what I call courage, to look at yourself. You have to be naked. You have to face your pain, your sorrow, your jealousy, your anger. You have to know yourself. Which very, very, very few people knows. Very few people has looked at themselves. Even less people know themselves. So in the beginning when you come, you can have ideas, meditation, enlightenment, all this, but maybe you never looked at yourself. First, you have to unburden yourself. And another thing is, first when you come is honeymoon time. You're flying very high because you have never been involved in an energy like is happening here. So much love, so much light, so much dance, so much silence. But maybe that is not your energy yet. Here in satsang with me is very easy to connect with yourself. But the test is always when you are alone. So it's something for everybody to understand, and everybody is going through this, or have gone through it, or will go through it. Is part of the journey. So first, know you have made a physical change, which is very good because you followed your heart. You were touched, something got ignited in your heart, in your being, and you were ready to drop your past. You were ready to move. Very good sign. Most people, they are afraid for any change. So you freed yourself. Because you had felt something that was more worth than your old life, than the old you. Now when you come here, you start seeing deeper layers of yourself. And I have told you so many times, and I will tell you again, that everything will come up around me. Because everything has to be released. You have to be clean. All your ideas, all your judgments, all your projections, everything has to come up. And if you are not conscious, you will project that out. you will always find excuses to escape. It's very important to understand. Only when you have found something that you have really been touched in your heart, in your being, then you are ready to stand up for whatever. So this is a very good sign, Damini, because no, things are not so comfortable. But you are sharing it. And when you share it, then it gets released. Normally people want to hide that which is uncomfortable. Put it under the carpet. Don't want to deal with it. Lie about it. That becomes like cancer in your soul, in your heart. You have nothing that you should hide. Why not be open? There cannot be peace if you are not truthful, if you are not open. Ordinary, so much energy goes in to protecting yourself, to hiding different blind spot, darkness, lies, that you always feel uneasy. You cannot fool yourself. At least it comes a point where you cannot fool yourself. Many people are fooling themselves. If you're totally unconscious, which is the natural state, then you fool yourself. The more conscious you become, the less you can fool yourself. You have to take responsibility. When you take responsibility, you will start looking. Now you have made a decision. You want to start knowing yourself. You don't want this fear, jealousy, anger, projections. You don't want that to hinder you. You want to be free. That has to be a conscious decision. Enough is enough. I never thought I would doubt the decision of moving to the valley, but the move has brought some patterns and feelings to the surface. Patterns and feelings that I don't want to have. Something that you don't want to have, something that you don't want to deal with. This is natural. Because it's uncomfortable. But you have to face whatever. That is the courage I'm talking about. And it's nothing. It's just in the mind. And you are so much more than the mind. Than your story, than your habit. But still you are not integrated. So it has a lot of power over you. All these things has a lot of power because you are identified with it. No, deeper and deeper you go into yourself, into meditation, into clarity, the less and less has this tendency any power over you. That's why it's very important to bring them out, to understand it. When you understand something, then it goes by itself. Not just the intellectual understanding, but in your whole being, you see it. If you don't see the enemy, how can you deal with it then? You have to face the unconscious. It is a time to be a warrior. Ready. Enough is enough. And this is the old battle between heaven and hell, God and the devil. That is inside ourself, the unconscious and the conscious. Ordinary unconscious, you are a slave of all these feelings, these uncomfortable feelings and patterns that you don't want to have, that you don't want to deal with. And that's why most people never deal with them. Because in the society, it's normal. Everything is fine. How are you today? Fine, fine, fine. Everybody is shallow. keeping it together. No, it is a time where you have to fall apart, and everybody is afraid to fall apart. No, when you understand that, then you can allow yourself to fall apart. This is a place where you can melt. You can tear down the old, rotten building, and you can make something conscious. Then you have to bring all this to the surface. I never thought I would doubt the decision of moving to the valley, but the move has brought some patterns and feelings to the surface. No, you have been around me for many years already. You have moved here from your old place. But now more things are coming up from the unconscious to the surface. And it's uncomfortable. Now you start, the mind starts doubting, did I do the right thing? That is also part of the journey. Everybody has to go through it. Now it seems almost easier if you had been the old. Then you don't need to deal with it. No, you didn't need to deal with it, but then you will stuck also. Everybody has this time where they have to face it. It can be very painful, can be very uncomfortable. And if you don't have the support and understanding that this is natural, you have to break through it. Which is very, very difficult, almost impossible alone. But what I'm creating here makes it very easy, if that is what you want. Very easy. Because you are not alone, many people are going through it. And soon you will go through it. You start not taking so seriously. But it is a time, remember, it will come, it hasn't come, maybe you are finished with it, some people are totally finished with it. Hooray for them. But the doubt will come. Because you don't know, it's uncomfortable to go on, it's much easier to go back. Remember, it's much easier to go downhill than to climb up. But how good it is to be on top of the mountain. You have a full view, 360 degree view. But many times, oh, I'm so tired. I got a thorn in my foot. I got angry. I want to go home to mama. I'm sick. And you can even create things for yourself. And in your unconsciousness, you can just cuddle up into a ball and you roll down. It's effortless. You don't even need to walk. You can roll down. Otherwise it gets much more harder, because the higher you go, the more you have to unburden yourself. The more you will feel this weight you are carrying from the past. Unnecessary weight. You have to unburden yourself. So everything will come up around me, because you are coming closer to the light, to clarity. Then you will have to see. If that is what you want, it's very easy. No, enormous jealousy was coming up. And I was ashamed of not being more mature. Also very typical. You have many old sannyasins and meditators and been so long on the path. They are finished with that. And then, hoo-hoo, here it comes. Then you don't want to deal with it. Remember, you are just human. And you have to deal with all situations, and you are capable of dealing with everything. No, all these fears, jealousy, anger, all this is from the past. Things that you have done unconsciously. As you become more and more consciously, you don't put yourself in those situations. Otherwise, people can sell themselves very easy. They are desperate. they get in situation that is stupid. But in that desperation, they do it. Then, of course, you get traumas from it. You get distrust in people. You get hurts. You get angry. You get jealousy. The more and more conscious you become, you don't play those games anymore. You're not interested. Your focus is on different things, higher things, more beautiful things. Then also you don't get involved in people who are playing those games. That can only come when you get more conscious. If you are unconscious, you play, they always say that, alike children play the best together. As you change, your friends will change. Your consciousness will change. You will get higher responsibilities. So you have to, it is a must to get rid of your garbage to become healthy and whole. And holy. You want to become healthy, but healthy is just the first. You feel healthy, you feel happy. Then you become whole, integrated human being, totally in balance. Out of that balance, you become holy. Most people are not even healthy. What to say about holy? This only consciousness can do. And that's what I'm trying in all ways here. To bring your energy from the head into your heart. I call this retreat flowering of the heart. But the heart cannot flower if it's too much garbage in the mind. It's impossible. First, you have to get rid of the weeds. Everything has its own laws. You cannot go from here to there. You have to take it step by step. Yes, in your consciousness you can. But still you have to integrate your physical life, your physical reality. I never learned to ask for help. I also never learned to set my limits. Remember, it's much easier to help than to ask for help. Because when you help, then still the ego is in charge. When you ask for help, then it's very embarrassing for the ego, because all egos want to manage by themselves, be very strong. I can handle it. Iron woman. And the women are very strong. They have been used to taking care of so much. And the children and the family, that they have forgotten to take care of themselves. So that is an art to really become soft again. And a woman should be soft. She should be sensitive. She should be open. But in the modern society, they have become more like men, which is ugly. Because for centuries the man has had the power. And they haven't been treating the woman good. All the woman wants is just love. And so desperate she is that she even can be with any idiot. Just for a few drops. No, you have to put the higher standard to yourself. But that you can only do by your self-knowledge. By listening to your own heart. By becoming strong in spirit. I never learned to ask for help. Nobody learned that. But when you come back to yourself, to your heart, then the heart knows. The mind, the ego, doesn't know about surrendering. But the heart knows about surrendering. As soon as you are in the heart, the energy is centered in the heart surrenders automatically when it feels love, when it feels that which is holy. It comes by itself. It is a totally different dimension than the head. So when the life energy is centered in your heart, in your being, and when that gets touched by the divine, surrender, love, peace comes automatically. But if that is not there, then you will look through the mind, through the intellect, through books, through studying, and you will never find it because it's dry. You have to have the courage to come back. And part of coming back is to look at all these uncomfortable things and habits that we have taken up, picked up on the way. That you have picked up on the way unconsciously. Now, when you start becoming more conscious, then they come up to the surface. And you not seeing the situation, then you want to escape. They have always been there. It's just that you haven't been conscious enough to see them, to face them. No, please don't run away. Just deal with it, go through it, you will be free of it. Anything you understand and face, you will be free of. Only if it's unconscious, it will be there. No matter how dark the darkness is, it disappears when the light comes. Bew, like that it goes. What happened to the darkness when the sun rays comes? It disappears. You don't even ask, where did it go? It's gone. Where is it gone? Who knows? The sun is there. Light is there. That's how consciousness is. That is how clarity is. Whatever you thought was a big deal, suddenly it's gone. Because now you are functioning on a different vibration. You are functioning in a different level of your being. If you are functioning where all the problems, everything is a problem, you can work forever. You can do therapy forever. You can do inquiry forever. You can do vipassana forever. Nothing happens. It has to be a shift. I also never learned to set my limits. That's also a totally normal thing, and especially again for women. You have to set your limits. That can only come also when you know yourself. When you start knowing and feeling yourself. What do I like? What do I not like? You're becoming sensitive. No, I don't want that. No, that's it. It comes very easily when you know yourself. Because you're functioning out from your truth. In the mind is always in doubt. Always confused. And when you live in the mind, in the ego, you have all your social conditioning, you want to be nice, you want to somebody to like you, blah 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 blah, da 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 da, goody goody, such a spiritual person. No, no, no. Nothing to do with the truth. Truth has to come from you. You can only stand up for yourself. And many times in the beginning, which happens many times here also, is a bit humpity-dumpity. Because it's mixed. So people think, oh no, I'm standing up, and they're just like a teenager. Because they never stood up for themselves. Maybe that is part of it, but that is not what I mean with the truth. Truth comes when you start feeling and accepting and knowing yourself. You can do anything, all effort, to try to transform. But I tell you, truth transform. Truth is what transforms you. Love is what transforms you. You have no chance. You're too little with truth. You have to give up. You try this way or that way, up and down and forward and backward, east, north and south, and go here, run there, guru shopping, whatever you want. You will never be satisfied. You have to come to a place that no, enough is enough, I want peace. Then only can the peaceful one impart their peace. Now I realize my life is about me. Very good. The whole training is that it's about somebody else. Love thy neighbor. Love that bugger. Who's playing that loud music and is so naughty and maybe a heroin addict and steals from your vegetable from the garden or things that are worse. Love that guy. That is not coming from Jesus. And Jesus says, love yourself, which is much harder. That is the teaching of the Buddha. And when you love yourself, you love everybody. They start from the wrong side. Love thy neighbor. Exactly like this. I never learned to set my limits. Everything has been for someone else. Now you realize my life is about me. And remember, in the beginning, maybe the journey has to be an ego thing. You have to focus on you. Then, going deeper, you will go beyond you. But in the beginning, you are just used to the ego, your identity. So that is what you have to focus on first. You have to come back to yourself. Then you will see that your whole identity was false. It's something bigger. It is about you. If your life is not about you, then who is it about? Just think about it. And now you are 30, 40, 50 years old, you realize that my life is about me. Amazing. It just shows what kind of society, what kind of unconscious world we are living in. Of course it has to do with you. You are the only one who can transform yourself. But we have forgotten the most important. And especially it's an old habit because the women. No, you are made to give children, give birth to children, then your responsibility is the children, is not you. And what is really worth something is to give birth to yourself. Giving birth to children you have done so many times. Nothing came out of it. No transformation. Only this, that life is for the children, not you. So you can go on, go on, go on, go on. That is how it's made up. You have to give birth to yourself. I remember something Rumi said. The body is like Mary, and each of us has a Jesus inside. Each body is like a Mary, the mother of Jesus, who has a Jesus inside. Each of you, your body is like a Mary, who has a Jesus inside. But it's very seldom that you get that Jesus out, that consciousness out. The body is like Mary, and each of us has a Jesus inside. Who is not in labor? Holy labor. Every creature is. Rumi says that the whole existence has the spark of God. But only human beings can be conscious of it. That's the great blessing of being human. Only human beings can become conscious of that God consciousness inside. The body is like Mary, and each of us has a Jesus inside. That is what is worth giving birth to. But we have forgotten. My life is about me, you realize. Very good. You are at the right place. I feel it's difficult to make myself the focus of my life. I also see that I'm carrying a lot of anger. My mother was also very angry. If you are not conscious and living a life that you want to live, you will be angry, you will be sad, you will be judgmental, you will be jealous, you will talk bad about other people. If you are happy living a life that you like, all that disappears. It's natural. But people, they go on with the anger, with the projection, with the hatred, with the jealousy, because they haven't transformed themselves. They haven't looked at themselves. Then it's much easier to project on others. If you are happy, your spirit is at peace, your heart is open, loving, peaceful, you're not interested in anything. You will just laugh. Nothing sticks to you. Like water coming on oil. It just runs off. And that's the transformation. You have forgotten who you really are. So all these things sticks to you. So that's why anybody is angry, or your mother, your father, your grandparents, your children, you, it doesn't matter who. If it's anger, if it's hatred, is it confusion, if it's doubt, if it's jealousy, if it's hatred, whatever it is. They haven't been put straight. They don't know that they have Jesus in them. It's like that. My mother was also very angry. Not my mother, but... Sometimes they are angry, sometimes they are sad, sometimes, you know, it comes up in different ways. It's the same thing, it's just different flavors of being lost, of not living their life totally. When you are devoted to something real, everything changes. If your whole life is devoted to something false, then how can you be happy then? You will be angry. And if you don't take responsibility over that frustration, that anger, then you will put it out, which is much easier. You will be angry about anything and everybody, even your own children, which you experienced. So seeing how the situation is, that gives freedom. Truth gives freedom. Have compassion with your mother, with everybody. Bless her, bless everybody. Just see the picture. They didn't know. You didn't know. You start seeing. With seeing, with consciousness comes responsibility. Then you understand. After a while, she found a new man. He abused us children. Ah, it's a normal family, it sounds like. And on the surface, everybody, oh, so nice. That's what I mean with family. Get rid of the family. Now you understand? Don't keep this in your blood. Of course, sometimes you be friends. No, the mother is very angry and the new father abused us children. You see, this is how it's been going down for centuries. We have a big responsibility to change that, to become more conscious, to become more loving. Otherwise, this goes like a chain from one generation to the other, because it's unconscious. And you get something in your genes. So if you are not conscious, which has nothing to do with your genes, with the physical body, with your mind, then you can be a slave of these imprints. You have to remove yourself from all these habits, these imprints. After we became adults, I think my mother understood what had been going on, but she didn't manage to leave him. That is also very normal. You can suffer, you can be in a very destructive relationship, but at least you have somebody. Even if he hurts you, even if she just, you go on nagging each other, nag, 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 they have all these jokes, men and women. Even the New Age, they say, man is from Mars and women are from Venus. Hello? If men are from Mars and women are from Venus, how can they ever meet? Just waving? All nonsense. I say, man is from God and women are from God. Like that. Just one sentence, all the nonsense. Why read a fucking big book? Nonsense. Everything from God. No, take the responsibility make that conscious and you will be happy. Then you look and enjoy Venus in this sky. She didn't manage to leave him. It's amazing. This is another thing that many women have. They become like beggars, beggars for that little love that maybe not even are there. They can even deal with it if the man misuses even their own children. Or hitting them. It's terrible. And still they go on. Still they don't manage to leave. Why? Because they haven't really found their own strength, their own heart. They don't listen to the heart. They're very weak. You have to come back to your own power. You have forgotten your own power, your own consciousness, your own clarity. You have it. And you will find it. You will reclaim it. Then you will never allow any bullshit. If you don't have any clarity, any consciousness, then you allow everything. People can use you just as a doormat. Like some people, they are together, they don't even like each other, but at least they can have sex together sometimes. Just use each other. It's disgusting, but this is where we are functioning. This is how the world is. If you don't become conscious, how can you transform if you live like that? You have to leave everything, which is one of the first things I tell you. Have enough strength to leave anything that is holding you back. And the more you let go of anything, and I mean anything that is holding you back, the more support will you get from the whole existence. Because here is somebody who has the courage to let go. Here is somebody who is longing for freedom. And existence, I promise you, will take care of its own children. It's bound to happen. But if you don't stand up for it, who can help you? And that's how many people, even here, people get in relationship. They're so desperate for a relationship that, and then the man, or certainly, no, I'm going there, then they go there, I'm going there, then they go there. They have no oomph, no integrity in their own hearts. They still like this, that they can't leave. And maybe he will change. Maybe one day he will change. You living now is a very, very old habit. Making up your own ideas and then it doesn't happen and then you're just selling out. Even here it's happening. The only way you're going to be free is if you're very courageous and listen to your heart. And just a little bit, the heart starts growing and waking up after a long sleep. Like that. And it starts growing. Whoa, you're listening to me now. Before you know it, it has full control. Whatever other voice, it doesn't matter. It's just kadush. It's just those first things to start. And then you know the heart is happy, it is at peace. Not only at peace, but is grateful. At last, you listened, you felt. But this is very difficult in the normal society. Very difficult. And that's why I say here is very easy, because you are riding on an energy. If people sit alone, can be take the whole life, and still they don't leave. Like this, she didn't manage to leave him. And I sat with her at her deathbed. She died only 59 years old. Yeah, because all that goes in the body. All that pain, all that tension, all that frustration, all that anger, all that goes in the body. Which you can release, but you have to be conscious to release it. And that's why I'm saying that it's so important with dynamic and all these things. And many times people see that also. They have done dynamic, and then again they come, they have gathered dust, pain, confusion, anger. Oh, maybe it would be a good idea. And then, yahoo, they feel so good again, because you are still gathering stuff. It comes a day where there is no need, because you don't gather any stuff. Your consciousness, your heart is in total charge. Then no meditation is needed. But up till that day, go on doing everything that can purify you, that can unburden you. Where does people's anger go when they die? I guess it goes to hell. Where it belongs. Together with the people. If you are identified with the anger, which most people are, because they are identified with the physical form and the mind, then you have that imprint in you. That's why it's also so important not to be identified with the mind, to be free. Because then you are free. You don't carrying your past karma. This is what they call the karma. It goes with you. Because you are still somebody identified with it. So in the East, and especially the Buddhist countries, they are very aware. Which Christianity is also, but it's totally forgotten now, because everybody is so unconscious in this modern age. But in the East, they are very careful to do good, to think good, not to harm anybody, not to harm the animals, not to harm people, not to say anything. For example, in Thailand, even now, still, people, they call it the land of smiles. Why they call it the land of smiles? Because they are Buddhist, it's very deeply imprinted, and they want to be nice. Because of their karma, where does people's anger go when they die? They know. If they behave good, if they have good thoughts, if they are loving, if they are peaceful, if they don't project anything to you, then they stay clean. If you are angry, if you're full of hatred, if you are confused, if you do bad things, this is where it comes from. Jesus said you should not kill. All the religions say you shouldn't think bad thoughts. You have to become conscious. Otherwise, this imprint will go with you. And the more unconscious you are, the more bad things you will do, of course, because you are not aware. Where do you think Hitler went? Who knows? Don't think about it. And where do you think Jesus went? Buddha. Is it totally different? Just the thought of it. And that's the difference. All this is possible in the human being, from a Hitler to Buddha. So it's very important to release all this anger, this frustration, this tendency now, to be free of it. To realize that you are not that. Then you go free, instead of you go as an angry spirit. We have ghosts in this world. You know, that people, they are so identified with their minds, with the physical form, that they don't leave the planet. They are just here. Because they still think they are alive, they only know the body. That's what you call ghosts. They still think that they are roaming around. We have some ghost houses here in the valley also. And it's very uncomfortable for the living. It's like you're going in the fridge and then suddenly you hear somebody going up the steps and you know you are alone at home. And it's a little uncomfortable. It's just the old grandmother. You can talk, if you get bugged, you should have also the courage then to talk to them and say, "Hello, Mrs. In fact, you are dead. You should move on from here, because here, this dimension is more for the living." Some people, they help them. You know, they have this gift, they can help the spirits. But everybody can, but it's a habit. People are so afraid, they get afraid from ghosts. That's why people are afraid of ghosts. But the poor ghost is also afraid, he's also lost. So the ghost goes that way and you go, not, yeah. They are lost souls because they are identified with the physical form. They can do, and there's nothing there. So it's sad. If you know that you are spirit, then you don't harass these poor people who are living there, then. No, you are peaceful. Why you go? That's not nice. First you were angry and did many naughty things when you were alive. And then after you left, you're still around scaring people. It's not good. People have no manners. They can't behave when they're alive, they can't behave when they're dead. If you get more conscious, you behave very nice in life. Peaceful, look nice, and you behave nice in death. It's easy. Then everybody happy. Could her mind have gone into me? I hope not. Sometimes this also happens. On this planet, almost everything happens. And if you are not conscious, it can happen that spirits and energy gets into you. But you can free yourself for that also. Just take a good feel it, if you have anything. Do some incense and some hatha yoga and jump in the river and do foof kundalini and get ready. You know? Just say, "Go, mama, go, go, go. Go where you belong, baby." Like that. Woof. Then they will go. Everything happens, so I can't say. But if you have any suspicion of anything like that, get rid of it. Because I know that feelings are just energy. I also feel it's very physical when I meditate. My whole face twists and turns inside out. I've been thinking that it might be anger and sorrow that is letting go. Is it? Yes, it is. And when you are meditating, the energy and the visions and your mind can do a lot that no physical doing can do. It is your understanding, your consciousness, your whole energy field that changes. And sometimes when you meditate, it can feel like your whole face is inside out. Or your arm is there and your feet is there, or you're floating in the air. Many things. Your chest is opening, and many things. It's different for different people. But this is just a good sign, because the energy is rearranging. The energy can do much more, and it is doing much more than normally people. People only think they can do things. Doing. But inside you have a whole layers and layers of energy, and things are happening by itself. You start meditating, when you are in satsang, when you are close to me, things start changing by itself. Because your understanding starts changing, your consciousness starts changing. So this, just allow it. I see more and more, I understand more and more, and I feel more and more. For this I am immensely grateful. And I'm longing so much that it hurts, for being able to function in a healthy way together with all of you. My heart chooses the truth. Very good. And it's this longing that is going to free you. You are lucky that you have this longing, because that is what is taking you out of the unconscious. And let it hurt. And then you will follow it. You will break through. And you are here now. So it's not a dream anymore. You are here. And it is happening, Damini. And it will even happen easier now. There was a beautiful enlightened woman called Mira. She said, I have become so fond of what my master showed me. I have become addicted to what he gives. And this is the best addiction, because this addiction will make you free. Except for that feeling, nothing feels good anymore. That is how that longing should be. You don't focus on your mind, on your anger, on your jealousy. No, you focus on the peace. You focus on love. Let the mind do its thing. Don't put much attention into that. You just put your whole attention into a more beautiful place in your being. Then slowly, slowly, your mind will just quiet down, because your attention is not there anymore. Except for this feeling, nothing feels good anymore. This world to me has become like a dream. My desires have departed and left me free. That's how it goes. When your desires have departed, you find yourself free, available. What the world thinks means nothing to me. And that is another thing. Everybody is afraid what people think about you. So you have to play the old role. But when you have come back to your own center, to your own self, what the world thinks means nothing to me. Who cares about the world? I'm in tune with the world. What people's minds, projections say, nobody cares. My master has saved me all that running around. All I have left is a longing for peace. So be aware what you long for and be aware what you love, because that's what you will become. Hari Om.
Fly, fly.